Boker Tov, good morning, Erev Shabbat Shalom. Dave, how many hours? 9 hours? 8 hours?
7 hours and 59 minutes.
7 hours. Until Shabbat. Shabbat is coming. Almost there. 8.5 hours. Today's class will be for the Refuah Shlama Vol the Khalim, Bikhlalam Khemda, Rahman Khandujana, and the Rahman Khamrifka, Saraman Mishalam, Sarat Abin Marahad, Yafaba, the Rabrifka, the Khalifka, the Session, the Serpa, and Lamish, and Hana, Yafaba, Miriam, Yavadam, Yafaka, Yasab, Sparrow, Hanas, Ibhabed Malka, Miriam, but the Hebrews, Miriam Khan, and the Manamaha, Sabatama, Sabahana, Marahad, Dan Manasa, the Hamania, Kaman, the Makala, Shamanata, and the Fayos, and the Mirkan, Shamanina, who said, and Yafan, the Nimitanas, and the Kiluki, the Guadam, Kabadi, Shaman, the Hamaman, Makal, the Stairs, and the Shams, and the Hamidabin, and the Okay, Parashat Chayei Sarah. There was one interesting idea I was talking about yesterday with somebody, and that is, why does Parashat Chayei Sarah start out with the death of Sarah? Right? Why? What does that have to do with the beginning of this week's parasha, connected to the last week's parasha? Right? Generally, when last week's parasha ends with an idea, and this week's parasha starts with an idea, sometimes they have a connection to one another. So, what is the connection between the end of last week's parasha and the beginning of this week's parasha? So, if you remember, at the end of parashat Vayera, we had Akedat Yitzchak. We had Yitzchak and Avraham, they were going up, and Yitzchak was supposed to be sacrificed. So, according to the simple understanding, Avraham and Yitzchak were not present at the time when Sarah died. How do we know that? It says Vetamot Sarah veKiryat Arba, she died, and then it says Vayavo Avraham lispod leSarah v'lifkota. Avraham came to eulogize her and to bury her, so on and so forth, and to cry for her. So that means he wasn't present at the time. So where was he? So the Targum Yonatan explains that the reason that the beginning of this week's parasha starts with the death of Sarah and the end of last week's parasha ends with Akedat Yitzchak, it means that they actually have a connection with one another. And really, the reason for Sarah's death was Akedat Yitzchak. How so? So he explains that the Satan, this Yetzer Hara, this evil inclination, let's call it, came to Sarah and told her and showed her, you know, your son Yitzchak is being sacrificed. He's been sacrificed now. And she got so upset, so sad, and she started crying, and through her cry, from how much suffering she went through from hearing such a terrible tragedy, she passed away. This is what the commentators explain, how one of the ways of explaining how Sarah passed away. So now my question is the following. We know that Avraham Avinu and Sarah Imenu were the pillars and the foundation of Emunah. Avraham Avinu was what built Emunah. He's the reason he became Avraham Avinu was because of his Emunah, his faith that he had in Hashem. Their family was built on a foundational sense of Emunah, faith in God. How could it be that Sarah Imenu hears of her son being sacrificed? She knows that it's going up to Hashem. She knows that this is from the command of Hashem. Being sacrificed to Hashem, yet she still gets so upset and causes her own death. How is that possible? Where is the Emunah? If this is even a possible question to ask.
She's of her level. She's right? So high level that even she's going to be held to a higher standard.
Okay, you're giving an answer. But I was thinking a little bit of a different answer. But listen to the following. People, a lot of times, they ask questions like this, and I think the question I ask is not a real question, and I'll explain why. There's emunah, there's faith in Hashem, and there's emotions. You cannot come and say when somebody is showing and using their emotions that this person now does not have emunah in Hashem, does not have faith in Hashem, does not trust Hashem. Why? Because each and every person were created with emotions. Some people more, some people less. And especially when you go on to the difference between men and women, male and females, a lot of times females, women, have a lot more emotion than men, most times. Now, how you look at that is that when somebody is, they get upset about something that happens, that in their eyes, they see that as something that is hard for them to take. So for them, they have to show their emotions, especially a woman. And for you to go to that person and say, where's your emunah in Hashem? That's against the Torah. Because it's not that she's going against her emunah in Hashem. She's following in the nature of how her body works. Of how Hashem instilled her feelings and her emotions to work. And this point is something that's so important that people don't recognize, don't realize. Somebody loses a loved one. Why don't we go up to somebody, God forbid, and who loses a loved one and go and ask them, why are you crying? Where's your emunah? This is for the best. You're not allowed to do such a thing. Why are you not allowed to do that? Because at this very moment, their emotions are so strong that it's not even a conversation of emunah. The aspect of faith and emunah is put inside of a person not for them to have to face and be a robot at times of difficulty and at times of tragedy. So when Sarai Menu, who's a woman of emotion, when she hears of her son being sacrificed, she has feelings. And you can't degrade the fact that she has feelings. And for a person to recognize that people have feelings is so important, and not to mix that up with emunah. You have emunah, a person can have emunah and still be upset about something. Imagine, a person is married, their wife comes home. You come home from work, you see your wife is upset. So you go over to your wife, say, what's wrong? So she starts telling you about her day. This is what happened, and this person said this, 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 and then you hear her start speaking bad about somebody. You know what this person did to me? Ta, 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 ta. And imagine, you, this is a religious person, what do? You come home and you say, eh, 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 lashon hara, lashon hara. You're not allowed to do that. Your obligation of a husband is now in this moment that your wife is upset, and she's coming and sharing her feelings with you, sharing her emotions with you, is not to try to stop her, not to give her solutions. It's to be an open ear. And not only do you should you do this, but you have to do this in order to stop her. Why? Because if you try to fight back, if you try to tell this lashon hara, what is she going to do? She's going to call her sister. She's going to call her friend. She's going to call other people and now sharing this story. But if you manage to be a listener in this story, if you manage to be somebody that now, wow, I'm so sorry this happened. Wow, you're right. This is a very difficult situation that you're put in. And you show your emotions with her. And you listen to her. And you listen to what she's saying. You can actually be the person that causes her to calm down. Sometimes a woman, all they need is just to hear someone is listening. And if you are being that person who is listening, you can be the one that, you know, causes them to stop. So not only what are you doing, you're not listening to Lashon Hara, you're actually stopping her from spreading her Lashon Hara further. And this is actually brought, if you remember, in the book of the Chafetz Chaim, when we were learning the laws of Lashon Hara, he says this is one of the instances where a person is allowed to listen to Lashon Hara. He obviously shouldn't believe it wholeheartedly, but he can listen to it in order to stop the person from continuing it further. And this is so important because this goes with our whole Torah, with everything in life. All people have emotions. Don't try to just break and destroy people's emotions because you don't necessarily feel the same way. Try to bring yourself to a point and think, maybe they feel differently. Maybe a person has emotions and I can't completely understand that. But maybe what I can do is listen to them. I can open up my ears, open up my eyes and try to be there for that person. That doing is so much greater than any answer you'll give a person, any solutions you'll give a person, any musar, any motivation you'll try to give them when they're in a time of suffering, time of difficulty. When somebody is in a time of difficulty, don't try to give them musar. Don't try to break them. Don't try to rebuke them. Don't try to tell them what you're doing is wrong. Try to be there for them. It's so important that you encourage them to share their emotions and be there for their emotions rather than decline and push down their emotions. Because if you take somebody's emotions and you break them down, they will have this feeling inside them that they didn't get to share what they needed to share, to bring out what they needed to bring out, to make themselves feel good about themselves, to make themselves feel better. For a person who has emotions, for them to feel better, they need to let those emotions out. And this is actually brought in the Gemara. The Gemara asks this question, and I'll finish with this idea. The Gemara says, what should a person do if they're upset? They're upset about something. Something is bothering them. What should they do? The Gemara says, you shouldn't keep it inside. You should go over to somebody, someone that you trust, and you should speak to them about it. If it's the person that bothered you, you want to talk to them. Don't hold these feelings inside. Go and share the feelings with somebody else if something's bothering you, so you can let it out of your heart. Because the longer you let something bothering you, something making you upset, sink in your heart, the harder it will be to get it out. I pray and hope that we learn from Sarai Menu that she had emotions. We all have emotions. All people have types of emotions. We should be there for people's emotions, be emotional to people's emotions, and Hashem should bless us that we should only see happy occasions in Am Yisrael. Have a great day and Shabbat Shalom.